You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is sugar? As everyone already knows, it's a sweet chemical. Sugars are organic, meaning they contain the element carbon. And the carbon is combined in specific ways with other elements. For sugars, those other elements are hydrogen and oxygen. Other types of carbohydrates you've probably heard of besides sugar include starch, which is in plants and is used by plants for energy, cellulose, which is also in plants, and it makes up the walls of plant cells and gives the plant support, structure, and shape. Glycogen, which is in animals, including people, and it gives the body energy. Chitin is in some animals and is also structural. It makes up the shells of crustaceans and the exoskeletons of insects. So what makes sugars different from those other carbohydrates? It has to do with the size and weight of the organic molecule and how the elements carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen are combined in specific patterns. Carbohydrates can be divided into four groups: monosaccharides, disaccharides, oligosaccharides, and polysaccharides. Let's make this a little easier. A chemist would use the term saccharide for carbohydrate. They're the same. Mono, for monosaccharide, means one or single. So a monosaccharide is a short, single, simple carbohydrate. Di refers to two. So a disaccharide would be two monosaccharides combined together. Oligo means a few. So an oligosaccharide is a carbohydrate molecule that's even longer. And poly means many. So a polysaccharide is a very long carbohydrate molecule. The things we call sugar or sugars are the monosaccharides and disaccharides. Monosaccharides or single saccharides are called simple sugars. They include glucose in plants and animals, fructose in plants. When simple sugars combine, it produces a disaccharide, which is the other molecule we refer to as sugars. For example, when glucose and fructose combine, it produces sucrose, which is table sugar. Other disaccharides are lactose in milk and maltose in grains. The things we call sugars, you've noticed, end in the letters OSE, O-S-E. Here's an activity to try at home. Get a can of soda and pour it into a pot, place the pot on the stove, and turn it on high. As the soda starts to boil, stir it with a wooden spoon. And then, after all of the water boils away, you'll have a gooey, sticky residue at the bottom of the pot. That's the sugar that was inside of the soda. Well, we've just learned a little bit about sugars. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.